Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. As much as we would like it to last forever, summer, of course, is winding down. And if you're like me, you might feel some pressure to use the remaining weekends wisely. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to let you know what the summer still has in store for you. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. You know, it's so hard to say goodbye to lazy summer days down the shore and in the city.
It definitely is. So what's going on?
Well, let's start with tonight, because Thursday's almost the weekend if you're taking a long one.
Friday Junior. You like that?
Guess who's in town?
Who? Oh, yeah. Lenny Kravitz. Oh, and that's such a great song. Love it.
Yes, Lenny is in town tonight at the Met Philadelphia right on North Broad Street. I'm sure he's going to play that song since it's his signature hit, but he's here supporting his latest release, Raise Vibration. The show starts at 8 p.m.
And I'm sure he's going to have a ton of great guitar playing. What an amazing guitarist.
And he is not the only one in town this weekend, Jennifer. Carlos Santana is here on Saturday night at the BB&T Pavilion in Camden. We've just celebrated the 50-year anniversary of Woodstock, which put Santana on the map. They didn't even have an album out when they played Woodstock. He made rock and roll history then, and 50 years later, he is still making great music. His new album, Africa Speaks, is out now. The show starts at 7 p.m.
His wife is the amazing drummer Cindy Blackman, and she plays in his band, right?
Yeah, and she played with Lenny Kravitz for a really long time. But I guess when you marry a great guitarist, you're going to have to play in his band, I guess.
I don't know if you have to, but what a great opportunity, right?
I think she still plays shows with Lenny as well, but yeah. I mean, you know, Carlos is probably like, come on, girl, you got to go with me.
Well, they are lucky to have her. There's 6 degrees of separation in that music world for sure. Tanya, I know there's got to be a lot of delicious food on the events menu this weekend.
Well, you know, in Delaware, they really know how to do summer food. Last week, it was the Taco Festival. This week, it's the Burger Battle.
Delaware puts the sizzle in summer. Yeah.
Some of the area's top burger chefs will duke it out for 3 trophies, including the People's Choice Award. It's happening at Rockford Tower in Rockford Park in Wilmington, and it gets started at 12 noon on Saturday. It's all ages, and it's rain or shine. Not sure how many burgers you can realistically sample, but the fun is in the tasting.
I'm sure. And any veggie burgers? There's got to be a veggie burger.
I think so, probably. Yeah.
Tanya, what's happening in the Philly suburbs this weekend?
Well, there's a festival made for that great Instagram photo capture.
I want to hear about this.
The 2019 Sunflower Festival is happening at Herrick's Family Farm in Doylestown. This is an annual festival to showcase their more than 2 acres of sunflowers where you can explore or get those great social media pics. And there's an adventure farm with over 45 different activities, so it's family friendly. The festival runs through September 2nd, but you must register beforehand because the tickets are timed.
Okay. What can we look forward to if we're just, you know, hanging out in the city?
Well, if you like to let it all hang out, the Philly Naked Bike Ride is back.
I can't believe you just said that. Let it all hang out.
Oh, here you go. You know, they say you can go as bare as you dare. And some do the full Monty, while others opt for body painting. This is one of a series of global rides to promote cycling advocacy. It gets underway on Saturday at 2:30 for some pre-race festivities where you can get your body painting done before the ride starts at 5 p.m.
Where does it start?
You'll have to go to whyy.org/things-to-do, and we'll link to their site where they are going to announce the starting point and the route at 5 p.m. on Friday. Now, it is a naked bike ride, and they want you to enjoy it, but there's also a code of conduct that will be strictly enforced.
Okay, and the website is where we'll find all the details on all these events that you've mentioned.
That's right, and we'll also have info on Philly's own Comic-Con. The Keystone Comic-Con is taking place over the weekend right here in the city. So between naked bikers and cosplay participants, it should be an interesting weekend. You don't know if you're going to see Darth Vader or some naked person riding by on a tricycle.
Letting it all hang out, as you said. Well, have a good one, Tanya.
Thanks, Jennifer. You too.